Hello, everybody. This is Mace Haroff with the Medical Sales Guru Podcast, the podcast for medical sales professionals. I hope you're thinking about 2013. In fact, I hope you're giving it a lot of thought because 2013 is going to be a very different year. In fact, they're all going to be different years in the medical device, pharmaceutical industries, and healthcare overall moving forward. And this is very, very important that you listen to what I'm going to tell you here. Everybody knows with the accountable care implementation that's absolutely guaranteed now due to the results of the last election, and this is not to debate whether the election was good, bad, or indifferent. It is what it is. And as we move forward, healthcare is going to be different. This is what's important to you if you sell in the medical device industry or the pharmaceutical industry. The concerns of your customers are going to be way beyond clinical issues. In fact, let's be honest, many of your customers are going to be in a survival mode, either for themselves or for their institution. So the conversations you have with them need to be drastically different. I'm talking now to the managers. And sales reps, you're welcome to listen along. Managers, it's your job to make sure that your sales representatives are having the right conversations with your customers. Because if they're not, you're not going to grow your business. In fact, you are likely to lose business. Some studies have shown that in most sales forces, the sales representatives that constitute the makeup who are selling effectively is only about 9%. 9%. That means that 91% are just taking up space. And as we move into this new accountable care regime, it means that they're going to probably just be ticking off your customers. Because competition for the clinician's time, for those who run healthcare institutions, the competition for their time is keener than ever. They must be having the right conversations. If they're not, fire them. I'm serious. You can't afford to have non-performing assets. Look at what banks are doing in the current foreclosure situation. There's tons and tons of bank-owned real estate. This is known as non-performing assets. What are banks doing? They're getting rid of them. Even though they're going to take a huge hit on it, they're getting rid of it because in an economy like this, no one can afford to have non-performing assets. If you want to keep your sales reps, then make sure they're able to perform. So what does performance mean as we move forward? Well, your reps need to be able to deliver different conversations with, for example, a physician who's in solo practice, one who's in group practice, or one who is part of a hospital-owned practice or an accountable care organization. They're going to have similar concerns on some issues, but very, very different concerns in others. And your sales representatives must know the difference and know where to have which conversations and with whom. Here's what I encourage you to do. And I'm talking now to the sales reps as well as the managers. Find out what your customers' biggest concerns are in 2013. Don't guess. Have a conversation with them, not about your product. Let me say that again. Don't have a conversation with them about your product because as time goes on, they care less about your product because they're in a survival mode of figuring out how they're going to hold on to their margins or make the clinical decisions that they want to make to do what's best for their patients. Have a conversation with your customers and specifically ask them this question. Where do you see your biggest challenges in your practice, in your institution for 2013? Where do you see the biggest challenges over the next 5 years? And once you have a good concept in your mind of what they're facing, your next job is to make sure that you have continuing conversations every time you touch them about how you can help them to do their jobs better. Don't just have conversations about your products with your customers, but also talk about how your products can be integrated to align with their goals and the drivers for their practices as we move on. Because if you can't do that, the door is going to be closed on you, regardless of the level of relationship you currently have with those customers. The reality is, if you're not adding the type of value they need today, tomorrow, and the year after, they no longer have time for you. Managers, pay attention to what your sales force is doing. Your future, their future, and your company's future depend on this. Throughout 2013, here at the Medical Sales Guru Podcast, I'm going to be having different conversations with you. Don't get me wrong. selling skills are still critically important. In fact, they are more important than ever before, because if you don't have good selling skills, your customers are not going to understand how you can help them. They won't hear your message. But I'm going to also be talking about what's happening in the industry. Consolidation. How do you make the connection with the key customers in your account so that you can continue to grow your business? That's what you could look forward to in 2013. I'm here for you. I hope you will join me. Please encourage your colleagues to subscribe, people in your company to subscribe. Let's do this together. And the other thing I ask of you, please let me know what challenges you are finding out there. I need you to be my eyes and ears as well. I'm here to help you. Please help me to help you and the industry. Ladies and gentlemen, the future is now. For the Medical Sales Guru Podcast, this is Mace Haroff. Talk to you soon.